we did create a lot of chances in the first half, you know, and we maybe created two or maybe three goal chances, and then we had a lot of wides. We dropped a few short, and we were making sort of good incisions, you know, and getting some decent ball into Michael as well. So we were happy enough with sort of the amount of chances we were creating. You wouldn't be happy at all with the way we were trying to finish them. And we just spoke about that at half time in terms of trying to continue on, you know, doing what we were doing in the first half, in the hope and the belief, you know, that things would come right for us. And, you know, thankfully that was the case. And I think we kicked 8 points in the second half there. And it was good pegging, you know. I suppose, you know, the big bonus from the night really was Ryan McHugh, a minor last year, coming into the team. And I thought the longer the game went on, the more he settled into the game, and he could have got a score there, but he was involved in a lot of stuff in the second half, which is a real good positive, you know, for him on a personal level. I'm very happy for him, you know, because he's a good lad. And Ross Quarty as well, the longer the game went on, the more. And I've said this all along, like, you want to use the league as a vehicle to try and unearth a player or two, and also to look at different things in terms of how you play the game. And we've done that. We've done both of them things tonight, which was pleasing, and to get the points on top of that. Some days you do things like that and you don't get the points, but you're still building towards the summer. I think that's the most important thing.
It was very noticeable the influence that Big Neil made when he came in as well.
I think even just being on the pitch, he settled the thing down a bit. You know, he's got a you know, Rory even said that to me during the game. He's got a great presence, and you know, I think it was nice to see him coming back, and it's not been easy for him in terms of the injury, you know. Mark McHugh played a very good game, I felt, considering he's missed every single training session. He's done nothing since the All-Ireland final up until last weekend. So I thought his energy levels were great tonight, based on the fact he's only really got a week's training done. And that's a big positive, because I'll be honest, I thought that it would take a lot longer for him to try and get up to the level he got tonight. We know he's a very good athlete, but, you know, he felt himself, you know, he had a lot of work to do last week in terms of fitness, and I thought maybe you'd be talking months instead of weeks, and he seems to have turned it around very quickly. So that's a big positive for us as well.
I know the P word isn't in your vocabulary, but you know, that does take the pressure off. You know, that 2 points.
You keep asking it, Tom. I'll keep answering.
Good practice.
It's completely irrelevant. Even if we lost all our league games, it doesn't matter. Even if we end up in Division 2, it doesn't matter. What's important is that you want to try things out. We don't, you know, we don't play a lot of games outside the National League. There's a good crowd there tonight. You got a good an idea. Can Ryan McHugh play at this level tonight? You don't get that in the Challenge match. You don't get it in the McKenna Cup. And it's difficult to chance your arm with a young player like that in Championship. So we got a good reading tonight off him. And that's the only thing we're trying to do. If we can get enough points to stay in the division on top of that, we're delighted. And we want to try other things out in terms of the way we play as well during the league, and run them and test them, and then hopefully build enough confidence in that process to be able to engage them tactics or players in Championship football.